This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Wow. Boy, I'm telling you, what an invitation he gives us, that saying, hey, when we ask, he'll give it to us. But he's saying that when you ask, you will not receive if you are going to consume it upon your lust. Wow. God is not going to give you anything that distracts from him. So many a times we're asking for earthly things, worldly things. And let me tell you, that stuff doesn't amount to anything. You can't take it with you. It has no value. God wants you to seek those things which are above. We're getting there. But what he's saying is, what are you asking for? When you find out what you're asking for, man, it'll tell you exactly where you're at. But he is simply saying, many ask and don't receive because they ask amiss, that they may consume it upon their lust. And then he tells us simply here is that we are not to be friends of the world. You know, the Bible gives us three things of the love of the world, and I'll give it to you. It says the lust of the flesh. That flesh desires earthly things. And then it says the lust of the eyes. It likes to look at things and then desire more. And then that last one, the pride of life. Those are the things that the world loves. And God is saying that whenever you ask, you will not receive because you're consuming upon your lust. And then he's saying that you love the world. Boy, I tell you, if you love the world, know this, that you are an enemy of God. So therefore, whenever we ask, we don't receive, because whatever we're asking for, it's going to consume it to our lust. Now, here's another condition he gives. 1 John chapter 3 verse 22. 1 John chapter 3 verse 22. So here's another condition. I hope you're paying attention. We got to speed it up here. It says this, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Boy, that's confidence. Why? Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Oh my. Woo! I hope you don't miss that. He's saying that whatever we ask, we receive of him. Why? Because we keep his commandments and do those things pleasing in his sight. Ask yourself the question, if you're asking God for things, are you pleasing in his sight? Are you keeping his commandment? And his first commandment is that you should believe on his son for everlasting life. Are you keeping God's commandments? Oh, I'm telling you, folks, God always answers prayer, no matter what. He hears you. So now remember, the answer may be no, or the answer may be yes. It's all in God's timing. So whenever we ask, oh, you better be assured that we will get the answer if we are keeping his commandments. And that commandment was to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we're doing those things pleasing in his sight. Are you still going out there being part of the world, committing fornication, adultery, lying, stealing, backbiting, prideful, unthankful? We could go on. But are you pleasing in his sight? Wow, let's move on. So that was the ask part. Let's go down to the seeking part, because boy, this is the heart of the matter here. So let's go down to the seeking part.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.